Yeah, yeah.
Guys night. Guys night.
Guys night.
Guys night.
Benson, guys night.
Guys night, Benson.
Has a month passed already?
All right, don't get too crazy.
Oh, you don't have to worry about us.
Guys Night!
Josh, what is your favorite part about Guys Night?
Well, as we are both above the age of 21 now, I would like to go out for a few drinks with the guys.
You know, just going out, cracking open a bunch of cold ones, whether it be like at a bar or if it's just like on your back porch. You know, do you remember that meme about just cracking open a cold one with the boys?
Yeah.
Dude, nothing beats it.
I always didn't understand it as a kid, but now that we're at their age, I understand. I understand it more.
Yeah, we get it. Also, another must need for Guys Night is a bunch of food.
Oh, imagine just like during the summertime at someone's backyard grilling. Look, we're all staring at the grill just talking about like, dang, this is going to be such a good meal when it's done.
What are some staple foods for Guys Night? I'll do pizza. What do you have?
Ooh, I would say a standard chips would be good. Maybe even some dip.
Chips, dip, salsa. I also love me some buffalo wings.
Ooh, wings are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
What else could be? I mean, more like, I guess, finger food type ones, right?
Yeah, like nachos or something like
nachos,
that.
Nachos, yeah.
Those are really good. I also love, honestly, just something as simple as having a movie night is fun.
Yeah, we don't really get that many good movies nowadays that we can all just sit and relax and watch.
Yeah, usually whenever I had like movie nights back in college, we would just watch classics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and other stuff like playing video games, maybe like a chaotic round of Smash Brothers.
Or even, you know, Mario Kart would be nice.
Mario Kart, those are fun. And then by the end of the night, everyone's like drunk and playing it at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome. Welcome to the Excellent Podcast. This is the show where we sit down and watch every single episode of Regular Show and give you a breakdown. I'm your co-host, Jason.
And I am your other co-host, Josh.
And obviously today we will be watching Season 4, Episode 7, Guys Night.
When was the last time we had a guys' night? Like, I was thinking, like, technically my birthday was a guys' night, but outside of, like, special occasions, and we just wanted to hang out.
Well, we did have our very late Christmas hangout. Didn't we do that? We did that in February, right?
We did do that in February.
Oh, wow. How embarrassing. Well, I mean, again, we're at an age where, yeah, we could drink and do old people stuff, but we also are busy and we can't find the time to just hang out.
Yeah, which so, is that's why we enjoy when we do get together, we do enjoy our time together.
Yeah, and I kind of liked our last hangout because usually we film our Christmas hangout every single year, but this year we decided not to.
That was a good decision.
Yeah, you know, because like we didn't have the stress of like figuring things out, like talking about logistics, being like, oh, who's gonna host this video, this and that, who's editing it. We were able to just hang out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So in this episode, this is the episode where Mordecai, Rigby, Muscleman, and Fives hang out, and they just have a guys night. And you know, it's just a typical hanging out with the boys, having fun. And I'm not even going to hide it. This is one of my favorite episodes.
Ooh, really now?
Yeah, you know, just like, I'm going to get to it, like, as we break it down. But yeah, okay. If you were to ask me, like, what are my top 10 favorite episodes, this would probably fall under that category.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I do have a different question for you, though.
What's up?
Was there ever a time where you wanted to, host a guys night or do a guys night, but you didn't want to include a specific person? Like, throughout your entire life, it didn't have to be like anywhere recently.
I know that in college, this was, I think, during either my sophomore or junior year, me and some other people on the drum line were going to hang out after rehearsal, and we had just gotten over a long 5-day band camp in, like, it was like 90 degrees throughout the entire thing. And we just wanted to chill. We just wanted to, like, let loose at the end of the week. So we decided to celebrate the end of band camp with some, like, just getting together, playing some games and drinking some cold ones, you know?
Nice. Okay.
But the guy who was hosting at his dorm, I remember I texted him, be like, "Hey, what time should I show up? What should I bring?" And, you know, he answered. But then he's like, "Yo, not gonna lie, I don't know if I want this guy coming tonight." And I was like, "Yeah, I could see that."
Yeah, because there is that one person that everyone's like collectively okay with, but in certain atmospheres, they just somehow don't fit.
Yeah, you know, like, I'm sure that this person has, like, other friend groups where, like, that humor or however they act can fit, but with, like, your group, like, it just doesn't fly, and I don't know, some people can't seem to, like, realize, oh, hey, you kind of need to change how you act based on the people you're around, which, that's not, like, I don't mean that to sound, like, all two-faced, being all, like, oh, like, I act different, but, like, you know, like, it's like the thing where you mix your two friend groups together and it's all weird, you know?
What's the saying? Knowing your audience?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's not that you're being fake. It's just that, like, one friend group might not get the humor of another.
Exactly.
But if we're talking favorite episodes, we've always wondered what are some of the favorite episodes of the actual regular show cast. I know that a bunch of cast members have cited Eggsland to be one of them. And recently, actually, voice actor William Salliers, who is Rigby, he actually did a Q&A on Reddit. And one of the questions was, what is your favorite episode? And William Salliers actually answered saying, "I loved the Halloween episodes, but my favorites were the ones where Rigby did something so stupid where he died. And the Playco Arm Boy episode comes to mind," and he is referring to Over the Top.
That's honestly a really good episode as well. We reviewed that, like, a while back.
Yeah, we did it with Jake.
That was still, I'd say that is one of my favorite episodes that we've reviewed and watched.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite episodes to record, because it's always fun when Jake comes on the show.
Speaking of which, when should we do another one? Because I don't think... we gotta talk to people.
Yeah, but more with his Q&A. So yeah, I remember I was just, like, scrolling in bed. It was already at, like, 1 a.m. our time. Mm-hmm. And I see a new post on r/regular show. From u/bsalliers saying, "I voiced Rigby, ask me anything. I've been here for a minute now, mostly lurking on the sub, but now I'm sick and bored, so WTF. You got questions? I might have answers." And I'm just gonna, like, speed through a bunch of these questions. If you want to see the actual Reddit thread, we're gonna link it on our Twitter. You could find that at @excellentpod, or to search on the Regular Show subreddit. One of the top questions that was asked, "What was one thing you wanted for the character and/or show that never ended up happening?" And William said, "For it to continue."
Oh, wow.
People were saying that, like, oh, a regular show should get, like, a reboot. But then William Salliers said, like, "Oh, I think JG Quintel has pretty much moved on. I know he had high hopes for Close Enough, and it's such a bummer that it only got 3 seasons.
I would have loved to see those 3 seasons, because I know they were on HBO Max for a time, and then they got rid of it, and I don't know where anyone could possibly even watch it, because I don't think it came out on DVD or digital or anything.
Yeah, no, it was only on streaming services, so... But another question someone asked is, "Did you prefer going whoa or And also, do you remember ever changing lines or refusing to read something because it didn't feel right?" And Rigby answered, "I preferred saying whoa because I could do it for a really long time. I'd get a big breath and just go and go. But the nice thing about was that it was easier and you could do it with more attitude." And then the other question about refusing to read something on the script, William said, no, the dialogue was tightly timed to the animation. We never really improvised or ad-libbed, and the changes were always thoroughly discussed. I don't ever remember being asked to read something that I found was out of character or that I personally found objectionable, which is pretty neat.
I mean, because I would say so far, Rigby has pretty much stayed the same or has little growth here and there. So
at least where we are in the show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, where at least where we are in the show, he hasn't changed or done anything out of character so far. So there we go.
Mm-hmm. The next question I could semi-relate to. Someone asked, how did it feel meeting Mark Hamill?
Ooh.
And obviously, if you listen to the last episode or follow us on Twitter, you know that we just had an interaction with Mark Hamill. William said, I acted like an idiot. and he said, also, he's one of the nicest, coolest, smartest guys you could ever have the pleasure of knowing. And that is definitely true.
I'd say if we were to meet Mark Hamill, I would struggle saying things to him, and I would make not so very like, even right now, I can't make cohesive words just thinking about it.
Yeah. Another person asked, I'm rewatching regular show right now, and now that I'm older, I really appreciate Rigby as a character. What inspiration did you take from your own life to voice Rigby, if any? And he said, my kid was a real Rigby at the time, so he inspired many of my reads. He's a lovely young man now, but back then, no one could make sorry sound more like, fuck you, is what he said. Another person, this is an interesting one. How is your real-life relationship with J.G. Quintel? And William answered saying that we were always good colleagues, but we never really hung out much in our off time. I'm not sure if J.G. did that with anyone really back then. He was always a very dedicated worker, and what he did was way more work than a 9-to-5 job. He also had a family that he already got too little time with. He's a hell of a nice guy, though, and always graceful under pressure, which is really good.
I was gonna say, like, that as a creator of two shows, I would assume that, of course, he's very busy with many different things in his life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Another Reddit user asked, if there was a regular show spin-off series, what storylines would you like to see? I'd want to see Nikolai's life following the events of Guys Night 2 and everything that happened between the final battle and the park reunion. And William said that, I thought Nikolai was a great character and one of the best in the series, which is very interesting.
Okay.
And by the way, if you don't know who Nikolai is...
we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that. If you don't know what we're talking about, don't look anything up. Please don't.
Don't.
Will goes on to say, saying, I think Close Enough was more or less of JG's way of continuing the regular show story, but with different characters, hoping they'd be just as relatable. It was a show about a bunch of young friends post-college, and it just never caught on the same way. But William did say that he kind of liked the characters of Death and his wife and kid Thomas, and that they might have made a fun spinoff.
Interesting. I wonder what they could have done with that trio, though.
Mm-hmm. We'll do one more question. This question was actually asked by me.
Ooh.
I was one of the first people to comment. Like I said, I found the post right as it was posted. I said, hey, it's so awesome to see you here. It's Jason from the Excellent Podcast. We just started season 4, and we love breaking down this amazing show. Here are my questions. 1, what are the worst things Rigby has ever done? And the reason I asked that is because at the time on the subreddit, I was running a challenge. It was like a daily post of being like, day 1 of the worst thing each character has done, starting with Mordecai. And then the second day we did Rigby, and then we went down every main character and people like voted on it.
Yeah.
We might touch on like the full reading of this challenge in a future episode. But the second question I asked was, a lot of fans dislike Mordecai for episodes like Merry Christmas Mordecai and Dumped at the Altar, with some people going as far as skipping the love-centered episodes. Do you think that's justified due to his actions, or do you think these bad events were important for Mordecai's character progression leading up to him finding his final person in the end. I read the name because spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
William answered, "Hey, Jason, I kind of thought hiding Mordecai's college acceptance letter was the worst. If that were real, he'd basically be crippling Mordecai for life, unless Mordecai went to a different school. Of course, that was the movie and not the series, but it still stands out to me. From a storytelling standpoint, I like that the writers has Mordecai act like a jerk sometimes, because he usually seems like the more mature of the two. I appreciated it when they had Mordecai do something dumb or Rigby do something wise, because it was a departure from their normal behaviors, as we're all like that as people in real life."
That was pretty deep. That's actually really, that's a really good answer.
It's an interesting point, because there was always that dynamic early on of Mordecai being wise and Rigby being dumb. Mm-hmm. So I like how they showed that even wise people can be dumb and dumb people can be wise at times. And they almost switched roles in a way.
That answer was actually really good. I think that was a good last question.
So if you want to see the full Reddit thread, again, we are going to link it on our Twitter, @excellentpod. And yeah, like, you have over 600 submissions to read through, and he answered a ton of questions, and it's way too much for us to read right here, so go ahead and have fun with it and learn more about Rigby and Regular Show. So shifting over to the episode, here's Regular Chat.
Regular Chat.
We're breaking down the show, so we'll open up the internet, we'll ask them what they know.
AI never gets it right, and that's what we'll see. It's a regular show. I'm ChatGPT. It's time for a regular chat. Sit down for a regular chat.
And stop. Welcome to Regular Chat. This is a pre-segment to the show where we say, "Hey, ChatGPT, what happens in the regular show episode, Guys Night?" According to ChatGPT, in the regular show episode Guys Night, Mordecai, Rigby, Muscle Man, and High Five Ghost decide to have a Guys Night out while their significant others are away. They plan to have a relaxing evening of video games and junk food. However, their plans take an unexpected turn when they encounter various obstacles and distractions throughout the night. The episode follows their adventures as they try to salvage their Guys Night and make the most of their time together. Alright, we are going to channel that for now and see at the end if ChatGPT gave an accurate or inaccurate description of the episode. Now let's begin. Season 4, Episode 7, Guys Night. We open up with every character at work. Mordecai is very, like, boredly mowing the lawn on one of those riding mowers. Muscle Man is digging a hole. It looks like High Five Ghost is washing windows. And, you know, you could tell that the characters aren't really, like, having fun. They're just waiting for the workday to be over, you know, because nothing's really happening. All of a sudden, the clocks go off and it is 6 p.m. and immediately Mordecai sees the watch and he goes like, "Guys Night." Muscle Man's clock goes off and he says, "Guys Night." We cut to Rigby, who is scrubbing a toilet in the park bathroom. He has a watch with a Strong John's figure, like, picture on it. He notices his watch and he says, "Guys Night." And then High Five Ghost looks through the window that he's scrubbing and sees a clock. "Guys Night." And then we're basically just visiting, like, all four of the characters and what they're doing. And because everyone's excited to start Guys Night. Mordecai hops off the lawnmower and he doesn't even, like, go put it away. He just lets it run and go off the screen. Rigby, as he's scrubbing the toilet, he, like, drops the toilet brush wand in there and flushes it down. And then Muscle Man kind of just leaves his shovel behind. He's like, "Guys Night." And then High Five drops his cleaning supplies and goes away. All of a sudden, we pass by Benson and Skips. And for whatever reason, Benson is wearing, I think it's like a taxi driver hat. And he's carrying a briefcase. He looks like he's about to play poker or something like that. I don't know. But also, the sky is kind of like a blue-teal color because it's 6 p.m. and the sun is going down. Mordecai and Rigby go up to Benson being like, "Hey, Benson, it's Guys Night." And then Benson goes to Skips. He's like, "Oh, has a month passed already? Oh, well, don't get too crazy." And then Benson's, he's not, like, mad about it. He's kind of giving him, like, a little look, be like, "Oh, have fun, but don't get too wild." Mordecai, he kind of slyly is all like, "Oh, you don't have to worry about us." And then the four guys meet at the house, and everyone is carrying snacks. We could see Mordecai, his arms are full of, like, chips and dip and soda, and Rigby also has, like, burritos and cheese and stuff like that. And then Fives and Muscle Man come up, and they're both carrying snacks, too. For whatever reason, at 101, High Five Ghost is carrying a pear, like the fruit, in his pile. And I wrote down, who the hell brings a singular pear to Guy's Night? But okay. That's random. They all, like, plop down their food on the kitchen table. And, like, this is exactly what we're talking about right here. This is a Guy's Night. Because they all, like, pool, like, their food together. And they open up a bag of chips and annihilate the entire thing. And they throw, like, the empty bag to the side. And then Mordecai's eating salsa, and he's being all funny with it, being like, you gotta scoop the salsa. You gotta scoop it. And then Muscle Man is filling up a red Solo cup with two liters of soda, and then he's, like, chugging it down. And I wrote that this was an adult joke, because, as we know, soda is alcohol in regular show. Also, he's drinking out of a Solo cup, so there's that. Next, we get this little sequence of the four guys looking inside of a magazine, and on the cover of the magazine in big letters is the word hot, and the guys are all, like, drooling over it. They're like, oh yeah, she looks good, I think I'm in love. And Josh, what is the adult joke here?
The adult joke is basically that the guys are essentially looking at a porno mag or a nudity mag, but in reality, and it's regular show and Cartoon Network, they're actually looking at a muscle car that has flames on the side, painted on the sides of it.
Because Mordecai says, I'd parallel park that. And that's also an adult joke.
The way he says it is just so... It's so dirty.
We are a minute and a half into the episode, and we've already gotten three adult jokes, and two of them happened within 3 seconds.
I want to know what the other ones were, but we'll get to that during lunchtime.
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, the doorbell rings, and then the four guys start chanting, za, 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 za. They open the door, and it's a pizza guy. And then the pizza guys are like, ha, guys night. And they're all like, guys night. Dude, honestly, if we would have been breaking down this episode with each other, I could imagine that we probably would have made this into a drinking game where we take a sip every time they say guys night.
Either, yeah, guys night, or they do, voice crack, or they do something that we would do during a guys night, because this entire sequence so far is everything that we would definitely do.
Yeah, exactly. We basically, like, finish off the montage. They're playing a game of poker, and then they're playing video games, and then High Five Ghost busts out a movie. It's called Sergeant AWOL, and I'm not sure if that's supposed to be a parody of Rambo, because he kind of has, like, same hairstyle and the red bandana as Stallone in there. But, oh, yeah, and he has a machine gun. I'm pretty sure this is supposed to be Rambo here. And then at 2 minutes, we get a whoa of the episode, which is the first one.
So I actually caught that was the second one. The one previous to that was after they throw all their poker chips in the air.
Oh, oops.
That was okay. That was like two seconds ago?
They're so close together that... did I write that down? Oh, I did write that down. Okay, no, I wrote it down while I was taking notes, but I forgot to mention it right now, so we're good.
That's okay. We're good. Okay. We counted two.
Take it away.
So, as all of them scream, whoa, Pops and Thomas walk into the living room. And Pops instantly notices that they're all watching a movie. He then asks, oh, what are you all up to? They all start chanting, guys night, guys night. And then Muscle Man immediately stares at Thomas and says, hey, Thomas, go get us more chips at the store. And he chucks his car keys at him, and it hits Thomas in his stomach, and it falls onto the ground. Thomas looks down on the ground and sighs and says, ah. Fine.
Poor
and
guy.
He walks out of the living room going to get the chips. Then Pop says, well, why didn't I receive an invitation to guys night? And everyone kind of just stops and stares at each other, They're trying to figure out a good excuse as to why Pops wasn't invited, but they all couldn't really think of one. But then Mordecai steps up and says, well, we just didn't think you'd like any of the stuff we're doing. Yeah, and plus, you're not really a guy's guy. You're Pops.
Dude, Rigby just called Pops a little girl.
I wouldn't say a little girl, but like maybe to put it in like softer terms, he's not... I would like, say generation-wise, maybe.
I don't know, like, we've had that one friend where it's like, you feel inclined to invite him, but it's like, mm-hmm. you know the stuff that you're going to be doing, but like, how do I explain this? Where it's like, oh, like, yeah, my one friend, like, I know that he, like, wants to hang out, but like, I know that we're going to be drinking, and he seems like a guy that just wants to, like, play with Legos, and I say that, I love Legos, don't get me wrong, but you know. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean. like what we were talking about earlier about, I guess, choosing which person that would feel right for the atmosphere for the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and listeners, I know you know what we mean. And I know that you could see what Mordecai and Rigby are saying. Because, like, Pops, I don't see Pops, like, eating a bunch of pizza and, like, watching movies. Or definitely not looking at a magazine like the one they were looking at.
I think he would be like, oh, well, that's a nice engine.
Yeah, you know, like, ooh, what horsepower is this stallion? You know, so.
Pops continues and says, well, I could be one of the guys, too. And he starts chanting the word chanting. And he says, chanting, chanting, chanting. And everyone just doesn't really hype him up at all. They're all just like, I don't know, Pops. It's going to take something tougher than chanting to be one of the guys. Pops pauses for a second and starts thinking, and he says, well, what's the toughest thing one of the guys can do on guys' night? And without hesitation, all four of them look at each other and say, milk challenge. Pops is intrigued and says, ooh, what's that? They explain that a person has to drink a gallon of milk in an hour without getting sick, and it's the toughest thing a guy could do. And none of them have ever seen anyone pull it off. Pops doesn't even think twice about it. He says, sounds perfect. Everyone is all stunned by this. They all say, what? Then Pops goes on to say, I'll beat that milk challenge. And then you'll see who's one of the guys. And I have a question for you.
Okay.
Have you tried or at least attempted to do a challenge like this? That was like... not even official, but you and a bunch of friends made it up, and that you were determined to actually, like, take it on and do it.
I'm trying to think. Well, I remember me and my family did the cinnamon challenge back in 2011 or something. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. I think I wanted to do it, but I didn't actually, like, go through with it.
Because I remember this was when the term viral was still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where everyone was doing the cinnamon challenge, and the most notable video of it was this YouTuber called Glozell.
Oh, I think she was the one with the green lipsticks, right?
Yeah. She freaking, like, she was all like, yeah, I heard of this challenge. I don't know how much you're supposed to do, so I have a ladle. And she did the entire thing, and there was a meme. There was a meme of that where it's like, people who are giving BJs while Thanos did his snap, and it's just like the cinnamon cloud, like, pouring out of her mouth and everything.
So. Oh no! I thought of something. I remember seeing something like that, but it wasn't blowjob. It was something else. So much worse.
So, yeah, me and my family, like my extended family, we all like saw this challenge and we're like, "Yo, let's get the whole entire family over and." Everyone is gonna go around the room and do the cinnamon challenge, and we had like 20 people just chilling in, like, standing in a circle in our garage, and we just did it, and it's so funny. I was like only 11. Oh, by the way, kids, please say no to the cinnamon challenge, because I heard some people they had to start taking inhalers when they didn't have to at first. Ooh. And because it's dangerous, it really is.
When was the last time you took your inhaler?
Every now and then when I'm around like pets. CJ has a dog, and then one of my friends, they just got a cat. So
okay.
For whatever reason, my allergies haven't been flaring up as much anymore, so that's good.
I'm honestly surprised I still remember you had an inhaler, because I think you showed me, like, years ago.
Yeah, well, other times, like, I don't have to take it right now, but on recording sessions like this where I'm talking so much, like, my throat starts to hurt. I'm probably going to have to get some water during this. I don't know.
Yeah, why, that's fine.
What about you? Have you done any of those challenges?
I can't really say I did. I mean, the cinnamon challenge. Oh, actually, you know what? The ice bucket challenge.
Oh, okay. So we're not talking about just food, because I've done the ice bucket challenge as well.
I mean, yeah, if we're not talking about food, then yes, the ice bucket challenge. I did that. What else? Oh, actually, no, now I do remember that is food related. So I don't know if you've seen the movie Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
I haven't seen the movie, but I saw the Binging with Babish episode.
Mm-hmm. So the whole plot of the movie is that the two main characters want to go to White Castle, and when they do, they just order a bunch of White Castle food. I forgot what it is, but all I know is that it was a lot.
So then I think it was like 20 something sliders.
Yeah.
And then the other guy got the same thing, but make mine diet instead of whatever soda the other guy got.
Yeah. So, and I remember I went to Ruff and we did it. I only ate like, I think 5 sliders. He ate double mine. And then we had at least half of the, cause it comes in a case, which is awesome.
Oh, we only had a case.
Yeah, like a briefcase.
Mm-hmm.
So we only ended up with half of it left. And I think we got like at least 2 drinks, one just for each of us. And then the fries, I think we barely touched.
Right. Don't Harold and Kumar, like, don't they get like high as well? And that's why they wanted food?
Yes.
Nice. But I should watch that movie because I haven't seen it.
Correct. So,
man, I like barely have White Castle, but whenever I do, it's so good.
I've been wanting to get White Castle for the past like couple months, but I'm like, what do I even get there?
What even, like, is there a White Castle like near us? I know there is, but it's never in the places that I go to.
There's one like down the road from me. There's another one by a Portillo's. Okay. There's not a lot around us.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Okay. Well, I'm going to CJ's house this weekend, so I think I know what we're going to eat. So, continuing on. Pops, so like Josh was saying, they all bust into the kitchen. Mordecai is all like, oh, Pops, wait, you sure you want to do this? Because the milk challenge is brutal. And then Pops says, oh, but you and Rigby ate the giant omelet for the trekker's cap. Mordecai's all like, yeah, but Pops says, Muscle Man defeated the Wing Kingdom Wing Challenge, and High Five Ghost even drank a tub of cream corn for that radio contest. And Fives chimes in saying, huh, best free tote bag ever. And then they high five, and then Pops says, surely I can handle a gallon of milk. And Pops actually references the excellent challenge here, except Pop says that Mordecai and Rigby ate the omelet, which, yes, technically they both did at one point, but Mordecai was the one who completed it, you know?
Yeah.
But we actually have never seen the Wing Kingdom or radio contest that Muscle Man and Fives did, but okay. Muscle Man is all like, oh, chillax, bros. Pops is right. We've all had our challenges. It was hard, but we didn't give up. That's what made us guys. If Pops thinks he could handle it, then we should let him try. And then Mordecai and Rigby are kind of like reluctant about it. And then they give Pops the gallon, and Muscle Man says like, all right, so you just have to chug the entire gallon. And once you're done, you've got to hold the jug over your head or it doesn't count. You got it? And Pops is like, And I actually had a note about this right here. So at first, I was debating if we were going to count this or not, because I wasn't sure if Pops was doing a okay, or if he was doing a like the kind that we count, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I notice his facial expression, where his eyebrows are kind of down and he has this determined look about himself. So that makes me think that he did kind of go like a you know?
Yeah. I think we count it.
Okay, cool. So put that down for lunchtime. High Five Ghost starts the timer and says, go! And then Pop starts to gulp down the milk and he's going like, go, 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 go. And then they start to chant, Pops, 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 Pops. But then Pops' face starts to get all like scrunched up because he can't take it anymore. All of a sudden, he like, and then he throws down the gallon of milk on the floor. And then he covers his mouth and runs to the bathroom. And Muscle Man says his famous, oh no, bro. We cut to the bathroom.
You know, real quick, I found myself saying, oh no, bro, exactly the way Muscle Man says it lately. And I don't know why.
Oh no, it's because of Muscle Man. It has to be.
It is. And I just don't understand why it just came about like randomly one day. I was like, oh no, bro. I'm like, why am I saying that?
That's funny.
So we clock wipe to Mordecai and Rigby checking in on Pops, who's, I'm assuming, throwing up in the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Mordecai asks if Pops is okay, but they hear the toilet flushing and Pops walking out of the bathroom all sick looking. He's moaning, holding his hand on his stomach. He asks the two of them, did I finish? Rigby bluntly says, you didn't even make it halfway. And this discourages Pop so much. He looks down, moaning. And Mordecai tries to cheer him up, saying, like, don't feel bad, Pops. No one can drink that much milk. And plus, we can hang out some other night. And then Pops disagrees and says, or we can hang out as fellow guys when I complete the milk challenge. They're both stunned by this, and Rigby says, like, you're gonna try again? Pop says, of course, a guy never quits, right? And he laughs and walks past them, going back into the kitchen, ready to take on the challenge a second time. So then we clock wipe back down to the kitchen. Fives turns on the timer for an hour, sets it on the table, and Pops is handed another gallon of milk and tries to go again. The guys are chanting Pops' name, but Pops quickly fails this and spits out all the milk that was inside of his mouth to the guys. We go into another scene where Pops is trying to drink the gallon of milk, but in a bowl. And again, he fails to do the challenge. He spits out all the milk in like a fountain, and it sprays on everybody.
Because with how the bowl is shaped, because he spits in it, it makes it like shoot upwards and stuff.
Yeah, thank you. I was struggling like to think of like how else can I explain it that.
It's kind of weird. He's spitting milk all over. So basically, this montage is Pops is trying the challenge again and again. He fails every time. One thing I noticed right now is I always thought that this challenge like took place over like the course of like a week or something, as Pops like is like training for it.
Yeah,
but I noticed that the window like it keeps showing that it's nighttime, so I guess this is all happening in one night.
I don't know how you can do this all in one night or want to do this all in one night.
Dude, you're gonna die if you drink in that much dairy.
Pops is just built different, I guess.
Are you lactose intolerant?
I am not, but I know for sure I would not want to drink that much milk in one night.
I'm slightly lactose intolerant. Like, I think I might have talked about this before. It was when Ethan and Jake were over. I don't know why I remember this, but I could handle like ice cream and like chocolate bars and everything, and like cheese. But something about just pure milk—that's what gets me. You know?
Is it like? Because you know how there's different types of milk, right? Like 1% low fat, you know, dairy or whatever.
Yeah, like whole milk and stuff.
Is there anything like specific that you can actually handle, or is it just like milk as a general whole?
Well, dairy milk is what gets me, but I could drink like non-dairy, like rice milk or oat milk and stuff like that, soy milk.
Okay, so what about like chocolate and strawberry milk?
Oh, yeah. Well, chocolate and strawberry milk, like, yeah, I'll still, like, because it's still dairy. Like, I love chocolate oat milk because it's not dairy. But I made the joke last time about there was this one time where I got a gallon of chocolate milk and I was drinking it so much because it was so good. But then it looks like it was in my toilet later on.
That took me out of surprise.
Every single week, me and my team at work, we go and get a morning coffee, and I always ask the person behind the counter to substitute mine with oat milk, because I just cannot, because coffee already gives me the runs as it is, so coffee and milk, that I'm just done.
Just not gonna go into work that same day, just like, sorry guys, it's something I drank. You just started, and like, yeah, no, I can't.
Yeah, we get coffee at like 8:45 a.m. and like I'm already messed up for the morning. But okay, anyway, TMI.
So Pop, last attempt that Pops does is he's taking tiny cups of milk and he's downing those, but he somehow fails that. Because it gets to the point where everyone is just tired of chanting Pops' name. And at the same time, Pops is getting tired of just chugging down each individual cup of milk. And towards the end of that attempt, he stumbles and falls onto the table, knocking every single cup over and the table to the ground. Timer dings and Pops is back into the bathroom.
I feel like that was probably the best method to try. It was just taking it little by little.
Yeah.
But obviously it caught up to him because, yep, Pops is back in the bathroom. And I'm not sure if this would count as an adult joke, but clearly Pops is supposed to be, like, shitting here.
Either shitting or, like, absolutely vomiting or painting the toilet with his mouth. I don't know.
Oh, it was, do you remember Miss Lipinski from sixth grade?
Yes.
Our math teacher. Well, first of all, some students apparently had a crush on her.
Interesting.
But, okay, but, I remember we were in class one day, and it was Alexis Munoz. Do you know that guy?
I do remember him.
I remember it was at the beginning of class. We just got back from passing period, and, he was at my table and he was like, Miss Lipinski, we need to call a janitor to the boys' bathroom. And she's like, why? And he's like, somebody dookied on the wall. And I don't think she knew what that meant, but she probably didn't want to know because she's all like, oh, what? So if you don't know what that is, someone apparently smeared their poo-poo on the wall, which I don't know what. Oh, on why you would do that, but okay. And, oh, there was another story. So, at my college, there was, freshman year, there was the girls' dorm, the boys' dorm, and then the mixed dorm. It was, like, co-ed, but, like, by floor.
Okay.
I lived in the co-ed dorm, and I'm glad that I didn't live in the boys' dorm, because if you just think of freshman boys' dorm, it's probably what you think it is. You know, everyone's like, like, it's a bunch of football players. They're all like, everyone like is smelly or something, and they're always blasting music or acting like crackheads in the hallway and stuff like that. It was probably like fun, but I couldn't live like that. Apparently, somebody waffle stomped in the shower.
Oh no!
And do you know what that is?
I can imagine what it is, but for the audience, tell them.
So, it's called a waffle stomp, and so picture a shower drain. You know how the shower drain is like kind of like a, it's kind of like a waffle shaped, like like the grate. It's like a bunch of like squares where the water drains from. It's basically when you do what Pops is doing right now. You go number two in the bathroom and then you just stomp it down the drain, and then as it's like pushing through. As you are stomping it through, it like makes like a waffle print on it.
Ew.
Yeah. Why is it anticlimactic?
Because as you were explaining it, you started cutting out again.
Oh, pfft, nice.
It's all right. We'll just use your audio and then we'll.
I don't know why.
You told me still is fucking disgusting.
You know, if anything, you probably don't want to know, even though you probably picture it.
I can't. No, I got bits and pieces of what you were saying, and don't worry, I could put two to two together.
So yeah, that's what's probably going on right now. Mordecai Rigby, Muscleman, and Fives are outside of the bathroom, and they're all like kind of listening to this. They hear the toilet flush, and then Pops comes out of the bathroom, and he is looking like absolute garbage. Like, his face looks like it's deflated, and his head is all like shriveled and stuff. He kind of whimpers, and if you want to see his face, it's at like maybe like 5:13. And then the guys are all like, oh, what? And then Pops kind of falls on his knees, and Rigby's all like, oh, do you need to see a doctor? And Pops is all like, no. Mordecai's like, look, Pops, you gave it your all. It's an impossible task. You don't need to complete the challenge. It's fine. You could still be one of the guys, right, guys? And everyone's all like, oh, yeah, totally, for sure. But then Pops is all like, I don't want your charity. I want to earn being one of the guys the right way. And then I honestly could respect Pops for, like, wanting to do it the right way. Because if I was Pops, like, obviously, like, I would probably be doing a different challenge to get initiated. But I like how he's all like, no, like, if you guys were just gonna accept me because, like, you felt bad for me, I wouldn't feel like I earned the spot, you know? I would feel out of place.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of an unnecessary task to do, but if he really wants to do it, then more power to him for being determined to want to do this, to put himself through this, just yeah. to hang out with them.
Pop says that he just needs to lie down and go to bed, and he says that I'm just gonna attempt the challenge tomorrow. But then Rigby says, like, Pops, but you've already had, like, 6 gallons in total. And Pops, as he's walking up the stairs, he's like, but none of them were in 1 hour. And then we fade to his bedroom, all sad.
I just realized. So if he attempted all of those milk challenges, and they were all clocked in for 1 hour, and it got... And we think back to, like, at the beginning, it was 6 p.m., right? Mm-hmm. Say it took him... like, what, 30 minutes to set the guy's night up? So, yeah. Like, at 6:30, and then Pop starts the challenge. It's, like, 12:30 at this point.
Yeah, and then also, how many gallons of... They had at least 6 gallons of milk in their fridge. Like, that's crazy.
That's way more than enough for a park house. Because only, what, 3 people live there?
Yeah, that's way too much. Like, I guess I get that it's like a community house and that's where people have like their work lunch and stuff, but still, like unless it is a lot of people, but I feel like some of that milk would go expire before you got to it, you know?
Exactly. Like, I'm pretty sure they don't go through that much.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So we cut over to Pops laying down in his bedroom. He's still looking a little shriveled up, and he's talking to himself. He's saying, maybe I'm just not meant to be one of the guys. And all this sad, somber, quiet music starts playing. Pops is looking up at his ceiling. He then reaches over to his dresser on his right. And he pulls out a little photo album from one of the dressers, or from the drawers. And as he opens the book, he looks through them. And he has all these different... pictures from the past times where he was hanging out with the guys. So first one is from, I believe, Rap Battles.
Yeah, that is Wrap It Up, where they're in.
Oh, like, Wrap It Up. Thank you.
Yeah, they're in like their little skimpy outfits.
Mm-hmm. And then another one is just a random picture of Muscle Man, Mordecai, Fives. Another one is at Pops' birthday, so on and so forth. Pops is just reminiscing on, like, all the good times that the guys have had. There's even shots of Muscle Man conquering the Wing Kingdom Challenge. Next is Fives doing the Cream Corn Challenge. And then we see, of course, we see Mordecai training for the Excellent Challenge and eventually winning the trucker hat for Rigby. And they even got the detail of Rigby still being in the hospital bed after that.
Mm-hmm.
So Pops, with determination in his eyes, closes the book and says no. And he walks downstairs, which I now just realizing the background of the living room is yellow and not its usual what, tan color?
Yeah, it's like a beige. So you are correct. We actually have three errors here. So one, like you said, the wall is yellow and the room has always been beige. Also, it looks like the lights are on in Pop's point of view, but in the next shot, it's clearly the lights are off. Another error is that the china cabinet is missing from the wall over on the right side of the screen by the kitchen entrance. We've always known that to be there, and it's not. And then three, the guys are literally staring at a blank TV, and it's turned off. So, yeah, I don't know what the heck they're looking at there. Pops comes kind of halfway down the stairs, and then he does the cliche, like, ahem, to get their attention. They all look back, and Mordecai's like, oh, Pops, how are you feeling? And Pops is like, I'm feeling some milk, please, with the dramatic zoom in. We go to the kitchen, and then Mordecai says, like, oh, it's our last gallon. And then he gets the milk out of the fridge, and he's like, Pops, are you sure you want to do this? But Pops isn't wasting any time because he's already started the timer. He takes the milk, and then he gulps it down, and then all the other guys are in awe as Pops finally, with ease and practice, finally finishes the entire gallon of milk in one gulp. And Pops does a refreshing ah, and then he kind of hiccups after that, and then they're all cheering for him. They're like, yeah, you did it, Pops, you actually pulled it off. And yep, it looks like he did do it. So after all that practice, it looks like the motivation got to him and he was able to use that, because it looks like he's one of the guys. But not yet, because Rigby says, wait, you got to raise the jug over your head, Pops. Raise the jug, raise the jug. And Pops starts to put the jug up to his head. He gets halfway, but then all of a sudden, his face starts to be turn white. It starts to like seep all over onto his head, and his head is like just white as snow. And he falls to the ground and faints. He drops the empty jug, his hat falls off, and then everyone's all like crowding around him, being like, Pops, oh, is he all right? He's not all right. Look, he's all white. And then they're all like, Pops, Pops. And then we zoom into Pops, and we do that little like transition fade where it like stays on his face, but then the location around him changes. Pops is back to his normal pink color, and he's in a mysterious elevator. And everything is white, like this world is white. And then in front of him is standing like this little like I don't know, like we don't know what species he is, but he looks like a little milk droplet, and I think that's what it's supposed to resemble, because like milk and everything. And he kind of has like a ski mask over his face. He kind of looks like an Among Us thing, you know.
Among Us before Among Us was a thing.
Oh. Yeah, that's interesting. So. They get to the destination on the elevator. The what Among Us thing gets, let's call it Milk Drop.
Okay.
The Milk Drop gets off of the elevator and like gestures Pops to follow him. Pops is, he's kind of look around. He's like, what is this place? But the Milk Drop doesn't say anything. He just keeps pointing forward. And then we get into like this huge, like headquarters type thing where, another Milk Drop comes up to Pops and offers him a glass of milk, but Pops is all like, oh, no, thank you. And then he notices that a bunch of other guys are there, and then two of them are playing punchies, and the rest of them are, like, kind of watching and cheering on. Pops goes up to them and says, like, excuse me, and there seems to be, like, this, like, leader guy. He's like, a big, ripped, muscular guy. He's wearing, like, a leather vest, and he has a black mullet, and he has a tattoo of a motorcycle on his chest. And he's like, oh, hey, can I help you? You lost or something? And Pops is all like, oh, actually, I'm looking for. But then they all start laughing, and motorcycle guy is all like, hey, I'm just yanking your chain. We know why you're here. The milk challenge, right? And then Pops is like, how'd you know? And he says, that's why we're out here. My name is Russell. And then he's like, I'm Pops. Who are they? And he's pointing to the Milk Drops. And Russell's all like, oh, I don't know. They're just here to keep the milk flowing. This is paradise, Pops. Oh, congrats, you're one of the guys now. And then all of the guys there start to chant, Pops, Pops, Pops. And then we transition to Rigby in real life saying, Pops, 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 trying to wake him up. Mordecai's like, oh, we need a call for help. And then Muscle Man, not knowing how to read the room, he starts to chant, 911, 911. And then Mordecai's like, dude, not cool. And he's like, 9-1, whatever. It's still guy's night. We're back in the milk dimension. Russell invites Pops to sit, being like, oh, here, take a load off. You earned it. But then Pops is like, oh, I didn't earn it. I haven't completed the challenge yet because I never lifted the jug over my head. And then Russell's all like, oh, you're one of the guys now. You must have. And then Pops is like, oh, I'm quite certain I didn't, and I only have a few minutes left. And then Russell, he stands up. He's like, that's impossible. We all beat the challenge. That's why we're here. But then there's four other guys there, and they're all like, I don't think I lifted the jug either. Were we supposed to? Because I didn't. And then Russell's all like, no, that's... Wait, did I? And then he's like, oh, I can't remember. He starts to get angry at one of the milk drops, and he's like, I don't want any more milk. What's going on here? We're here because we beat it, right? And then the milk drop doesn't answer, and he's like, answer me. Then all of a sudden, the milk drop takes off his little Among Us mask, and there's a mouth at the bottom, and it's all like, it kind of looks like a shark mouth, and it's all like sharp teeth and stuff. And it starts to growl and hiss at the guys. And then they all start to crowd around the guys, and then Pops is like, something is wrong. We need to go to the elevator. Then Russell, he's all like prideful, and he's like, no, we're gonna stay and fight. Am I right, guys? But then one of the guys gets bitten, and he turns into a milk drop. And then, Russell says, everyone follow Pops, make a run for it. And then two other guys like almost get caught. Pops also almost gets caught. But then Russell keeps like punching his way through all of them. The rest of the guys are like running to the elevator, and then one of the guys unfortunately doesn't make it because he's taken away. Pops is like, everyone come on, and they finally make it into the elevator. Pops presses a mysterious button at the top that says the way out, and then right as the door is closing, one of the milk drops like kind of comes into the elevator halfway, but then Pops like Spartan kicks him off of it. They all go up the elevator, and Russell says like, oh man, thanks, Pops. We wouldn't have gotten out of there without you. And then another guy says, do you think there's time left to complete the challenge? And Pops says, well, I don't know, but we made it this far. And a guy never quits. And Russell, he kind of appreciates this. He's like, you know, you're right. Thanks, Pops. No matter where we end up, I'll be lifting a jug in your honor. And then all of a sudden, they look upwards because this is a glass elevator. And they're kind of moving towards the light. And then as they get to the top, the screen fades white, and we're back into real life, and Pops wakes up. He's no longer white. And take it away.
So, Pops wakes up. Rigby's the first to announce that Pops is awake, and he tells everyone to give him some room. Pops leans up, and without saying a word, he gasps and says, I'm back! But then realizes and pushes Rigby out of the way, and he crawls over to the empty milk jug and quickly raises it above his head. The timer dings and everyone is cheering because Pops has finished and completed the milk challenge. Everyone is chanting Pops' name. They're all crowded around him. Fives even picks up Pops' hat and puts it back on his head where it belongs. But then the paramedics burst into the kitchen, saying, somebody called the paramedics, where's the body? Pops says, in a little pun and funny way, he says, nobody here, just us guys. And then one of the paramedics says, guys night, and they all scream out, guys night.
Guys night.
They all laugh, and the two paramedics high five. Pops laughs a little and says, I'm finally one of the guys. Everyone laughs, and then a camera shutter flashes, and then we zoom out to see Pops has taken a picture, or someone has taken a picture, of Mordecai and Pops sharing a moment together, where Pops is now has added another picture to his photo album. He closes the book, and that's what ends the episode.
Mm-hmm. Pops is finally one of the guys. I like the EMTs because they, as we saw, they show up being like, oh, is everyone okay? Where's the body? We need help. And then And then when they find out it's Guy's Night, they're all like, oh, shoot, it's Guy's Night. And I could totally picture them, like, after the episode ends, they're all like, oh, so everything's safe, like, you're not fainted. And Pop's like, no, I'm good. And then I could picture the EMTs being all like, oh, well, I mean, can we chill out here for a little bit? You guys seem to be having fun. And they're like, yeah, just come on, have a snack.
I think after all that, they'll just accept anybody right at the moment now.
Oh, yeah. The EMTs are deserving of it. That's fun.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. You know, I think they deserve it either way.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think the EMTs should have a snack, and I think we all should sit down for lunchtime.
Lunchtime! It's lunchtime!
Hope you have been enjoying the new lunchtime intro. It's basically just like a short version of what we had before. It's the ending credits from Mordecai and the Rigbys, and I think it's kind of more flow, you know?
It fits more.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so I'm going to be reading stuff straight from the fan wiki. Guy's Night. This episode premiered on November 19th, 2012, and September 23rd, 2013 in the UK. Some trivia for this episode. Muscle Man won a wing eating challenge at Wing Kingdom, and High Five Ghost drank a whole tub of cream corn for that radio contest, winning a free tote bag. The reason that it's mentioned here is because we had never actually seen that challenge before. It was only mentioned, and that's really cool. Episode connections. Pops' photo album has photos from previous episodes. Like Josh said, it's Wrap It Up and Excellent, and the events of Excellent were even mentioned by Pops in the episode. A sequel to this episode was released in all the way in season 7, and it's called Guy's Night 2. And in this episode, in today's episode, Muscle Man told Thomas to go and buy chips, and then in Guy's Night 2, we get a flashback to that moment. From Thomas's point of view, it's revealed that after Thomas got the chips, Muscle Man told him to leave them by the door and just go away. So, pop culture references. I actually didn't catch this, but it turns out we did get a real life song in this episode.
Did we?
In the opening scene, the song Party All the Time by Eddie Murphy plays.
What? Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, I had never heard the song, so I guess that's why I didn't recognize it. But yeah, there's that.
Interesting.
And then Goofs, when Pops is walking downstairs, the walls are yellow instead of gray. We pointed this one out. All right, go ahead and take us through lunchtime.
All right, so in season 4, episode 7, Guy's Night, who were the protagonists of this episode?
I said it was just Pops.
I would also say it was just Pops because he was the main focus of this episode.
Yep, he had to complete the challenge.
So then what would you say the antagonist of the episode was?
I said that it was the actual milk challenge and those weird milk drop gremlins.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, when I was first... I do agree with you. And when I was first, like, re-watching the episode, I saw them. I'm like, why? Are these, like, milk Oompa Loompas?
Yeah, basically.
And so, how many O's or hmms did you count in this episode?
Well, there was that one hmm that we counted from Pops, and did I count right that there were two O's?
There were definitely two O's.
Okay. There, yeah.
Okay, so then how many, it's been a while since we have one of these. How many adult jokes did you find in this episode?
I counted that there were three of them. There was Muggle. Yeah, welcome to the Harry Potter pot. Okay, anyway. Muscle Man chugging beer, it's supposed to be beer out of the Solo Cup. Mm-hmm. There was also the hot magazine that they were all glamoring over, and Mordecai wanting to parallel park that.
What? Side question. Would you ever, or do you think anyone in your life would buy you a porno mag just for the fun of it?
Probably not. Where do you even get those? Like,
that's what I was thinking. I don't have a dang clue.
Because, like, from what I understand, like, I've seen a lot of old, like, 90s or 2000s movies. You would get them at, like, convenience stores or something like that.
Yeah. But okay. Now we have the internet.
Next question.
So, were there any iconic regular show moments in this episode?
I remember the intro sequence of everyone saying, guys, night, that was used in promos.
Mm-hmm.
And just this entire episode, really.
I would agree with you that this entire episode is pretty iconic. Especially what you were saying before with the intro.
Mm-hmm.
So, we did touch on this before. Were there any licensed music in this episode? You said, yeah, there was. I already forgot the title, but I know it was by Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, I missed it at first. During that same opening scene that we mentioned, Party All the Time by Eddie Murphy.
Wow. So, and on a scale of 1 to 5, how would you rate this episode on memorability? How memorable is this?
This is one of those rare instances where I give it a 6.
Wow, okay. I'll be honest, I didn't remember too much about this. So I give it like a 4.5.
Okay, fair.
So then would you say this is a skip or a must-watch episode?
This is a must-watch episode.
I also believe that this is a must-watch episode.
Because not only is it just like super fun, like the guys just hanging out, but also it kind of, I guess it's important for like the relationship progression of like all the park members getting closer with each other, you know?
Yeah, I do agree with that. It shows that these guys aren't just workers, they're also friends.
Mm-hmm.
So now with that being said, would you say this is a good or a bad episode?
This was a good episode.
What?
You would be very high to say that this is a bad episode.
What?
Yes. So in total, we have 113 O's and 75 hmms in total for this episode of Regular Show. And Josh, now that we've broken down the show, would you say that ChatGPT gave an accurate or inaccurate description? Did the four guys need to have a hangout while their significant others were away for the night?
No. It was not accurate at all, but when you were explaining it before, where was it? Rigby and Fives have like snacks and chips. I'm like, oh yeah, that's pretty accurate. But as it went on, I'm like, oh, wait, no, this is taking a left turn. This is not accurate at all.
They got some parts right. They said, they got it right that Mordecai, Rigby, Muslim, and High Five Ghosts were having a night out. They didn't mention Pops at all, and obviously this was all about Pops this episode.
Exactly. Yeah.
They do say that their plans took an unexpected turn when they encounter obstacles, so I guess that's kind of right, but they didn't really elaborate, so I feel like that's just them like being all vague to be accurate, you know?
I mean, it is a very, not subjective, but vague app.
Yeah. Cool. So that was our breakdown for Season 4, Episode 7, Guys Night. We hope you enjoyed our breakdown for the show. If you want to know what we are doing when we are not recording, you could go follow us on Twitter at ExcellentPod. You could also check out our group YouTube channel called the Schwam Squad. All of those links will be found in the description of this episode. I have nothing else left to say. Josh, you got anything?
Guys night.
Guys night.
It's only Tuesday.
I think that we're due for a guy's night anyway.
Yeah, we are. But, you know, when the time is right.
Yeah, but until we could have another guy's night, we have to get back to work or we are fired.